I love design details. You know, those little things that add character to a site and make you smile. It's something I have posted about before and talked about on these audio booths. And it continues to obsess me. I was reading an article about emotional intelligence, which was talking about exactly this subject. It was a great article, if somewhat pretentious in its use of the term emotional intelligence. It was stuffed full of great examples of little things that have turned a good site into a great one. The post also referenced a wonderful site called Little Big Details. This Tumblr blog contains design details and it posts a new one every day. And some of them are absolutely wonderful. Whether it's the origami paper aeroplane in the iOS mail app or the hidden character under photos on Foursquare, these are the things that make a really good site and bring a site to life. But that said, the Tumblr blog did leave me demoralised that I don't include enough of these kinds of things in my work. However, as I thought about it, I began to realise why. Coming up with these kinds of details takes time. Typically, they're found on websites managed by in-house web teams who've got the time to give the attention these details deserve. Take Twitter, for example. On a recent visit there, I discovered that they've got 40 designers. 40! Not coders, pure designers. With that many designers working on a single site, you can ensure that the details are given the attention they deserve. And although it's not about actual time spent designing, it's also about mental time. It's about giving your subconscious time to work through these designs, looking for places where they can be enhanced with these little details. In the world of client work, where budgets and timescales rule the day, these details are often lost. They do exist, but designers are forced to squeeze them in despite the project, not as an integral part of it. The problem is that such design details are hard to justify in terms of return on investment. How do you measure their success? How do you justify the time it takes to do these activities? As designers, we know that cumulatively, these things add up to real personality for a site and increase customer satisfaction. However, proving that is difficult. When a client is presented with two proposals and one is charging twice as much for design as the other, which are you going to pick? Too often, the answer is the cheaper solution. Does that mean we should give up on such details? Not at all. We simply need to educate our clients about the need for extra time. However, how do you do that? It's tricky, and I can't claim to have the answers, to be honest. Some numbers or research would really help here, but I don't think there's much out there. Do you know of any? I'd be interested to hear about how you go about justifying the need for additional time to your clients, and maybe you could let me know in the comments below.